Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Broadcasting live video from remote parts of the country once meant satellite trucks, van loads of equipment and technicians, and lots of money.
Now, live video is just an app away, with services like Twitter's Periscope or Meerkat and others. But what does the power of live mean for the web, for our interactions with it, for copyright? Oh, and by the way, is there anything even worth watching?
Joining us now to talk about all those questions is Hiawatha Bray. He writes about technology for the business section of the Boston Globe. He joins us regularly here on Radio Boston. Hi there, Hiawatha. Good to have you.
Great to be here.
So tell us first what these apps allow us to do, for those who don't know.
Well, basically, these are apps that make it very easy for you to transmit and live stream a video to anybody who happens to know enough to tune in. And particularly, especially Periscope, which is offered by Twitter, it makes it very easy for you to notify all the people who follow you on Twitter that you are broadcasting.
I see.
Originally, Meerkat worked much the same way, and in fact, it kind of still does, but Twitter ruptured its relationship with Meerkat so that it's no longer as automatic. You have to basically manually tell people, but you can still announce on Twitter that you're on the air, and people who follow you can now watch what you're doing
This is only live, right? This isn't live footage that gets recorded. In other words, you can't go back and rewatch these streams.
Well, actually, you can. On Meerkat. Meerkat doesn't let you do that. But Periscope does. You can shoot something on Periscope, and then it stays up there, and people can come back later and watch it next week or tomorrow. It's definitely something that you can go back and look at in the future.
So what's out there? As you asked in your piece this morning in the Globe, is there anything worth watching beyond that video, by the way, of Hiawatha Bray having his morning run?
Well, there you go. Actually, not a whole lot. That's part of the problem. But that's normal. Now, wait a minute. Let's be fair.
Sure.
How much stuff on YouTube was worth looking at when YouTube first appeared?
Right.
Very little of this happened. I mean, the really great example is this organization called Justin TV that started back around 2007 for people to broadcast video, and hardly anybody did very much of it. And then they noticed that people wanted to broadcast videos of themselves playing video games on a section of the site called Twitch. And they have spun that off as a separate business, and now 100 million people every month tune in to watch other people play video games. It turns out people want to see that. That's what we're waiting for with Periscope and Meerkat. They just started, so it's early days.
Yeah.
What we're going to wait to see is anybody going to come up with something that people will want to stream from their phones? We already know at least one example, news. When that building blew up last week in New York, somebody with, I believe it was Meerkat, was standing outside the building and started broadcasting it all over the country. And some of their video actually ended up making it to the news later because it was recorded on their phone. But a lot of people saw it live as it was happening because they had Meerkat.
There are a lot of questions, though, about what could happen with this. I mean, this is sort of a dark thought, but you can't help but have it. What if ISIS starts live streaming executions or
nothing to stop them? They could do that now. I mean, this is just an easier way to do it, but
sure,
in principle, they could do that now. There's no way you can stop people from doing stuff like that. There's bound to be porn out there. I personally watched two teenage kids smoking drugs on a stream on Periscope. They were just up there doing drugs. Yeah, it's going to be a problem, but you can't. That's the internet, and there's just no way you can do anything to stop that completely. The other thing I think you mentioned in the intro was that there are questions about copyright issues, because people are already taking them to like concerts and other events and rebroadcasting live concerts. I was looking at, what was it, Maroon 5. I was watching a Maroon 5 concert the other night on Periscope, and it was right there. And how these bands are going to deal with that, I'm not sure it's a crisis, because the image quality isn't that great, but some of them might very well complain about it. We've got to figure out what the copyright issues are for some of that. But all in all, I mean, the real problem is, first, there's not a lot to look at. And secondly, none of these sites really have anything like a program guide. You can't go on to them and say, I want to look at videos about mountain climbing.
Yeah, I
want to look at videos about, I don't know, extreme sports. You can't find anything. You just open them, and whatever happens to be there at that moment, that's what you can look at. And that's just not going to be good enough. They're going to have to come up with better content, and they're going to have to make it easy for people to find it. And then they might become like Twitch, which has been hugely successful. But until that happens, I think these are going to be novelty products, and I'm not sure people are going to fall in love with them.
But the technology technology has been around for a while. Why is it just beginning to take off, or why hasn't it taken off in a big way, as you described?
Well, it was Meerkat that really helped kick it off about a month ago because of their very clever idea of linking it to Twitter, where the minute you go on the air, all your Twitter fans were being told, hey, you're on the air. That was a brilliant idea and a wonderful way to make it go viral. I think that's what turned it around, because there are indeed already apps. There's one called YouNow. There's one I didn't mention in my column called Livestream. They've been around for years, and hardly anybody uses them. But this got people's attention.
Interesting.
And that might start to give it some traction, but only if there's something to look at. Until then, they've got problems.
Until then, they've got problems. Hiawatha Absolutely. Bray writes about technology for the Boston Globe. He joins us regularly here on Radio Boston. Hiawatha, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.